ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके कृष्ण सुधामुपगते धर्म ज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्ट दृशामेश पुराण अर्क धुनावदितः श्रीमद् रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 13 द बिहेवियर ऑफ ए परफेक्ट पर्सन टुडे टेक्स्ट 44 आत्मानुभूतौ ताम मायां जुहुयात् सत्यद्रिं मुनिः ततो निरीहो विरमे स्वानुभूतिः आत्मनि स्थितः आत्मानुभूतौ तं मायां जुहुयात् सत्यद्रीन् मुनिः ततो निरीहो विरमेत् स्वानुभूति आत्मनि स्थितः आत्मानुभूतौ तं मायां जुहुयात् सत्यद्रिं मुनिः ततो निरीहो विरमेत् स्वानुभूति आत्मनि स्थितः आत्मानुभूतौ तं मायां जुहुयात् सत्यद्रिं मुनिः ततो निरीहो विरमेत् स्वानुभूति आत्मनि स्थितः वर्ड मीनिंग आत्मानुभूतौ अनटू सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन तान दैट माया द फॉल्स ईगो ऑफ मेटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस जुहुयात शुड ऑफर एज एन ऑब्लेशन सत्यद्रिक वन हु हैज एक्चुअली रियलाइज द अल्टीमेट ट्रूथ मुनि सच ए थॉटफुल पर्सन ततः बिकॉज ऑफ दिस सेल्फ रिलाइजेशन निरीह विदाउट मेटेरियल डिजायर्स विरमेत। वन मस्ट कंप्लीटली रिटायर फ्रॉम मेटेरियल एक्टिविटीज। स्वानुभूति आत्मनि इन सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन स्थितः दस बीइंग सिचुएटेड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। ए लर्निंग थॉटफुल पर्सन मस्ट रियलाइज दैट मेटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस इज इल्यूजन। दिस इज पॉसिबल ओनली बाय सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन। ए सेल्फ रियलाइज पर्सन हु हैज एक्चुअली सीन द ट्रूथ should retire from all material activities, being situated in self-realization. Please repeat. A learning, thoughtful person must realize that material existence is illusion. This is possible only by self-realization. A self-realized person who is actually seen the truth should retire from all material activities, being situated in self-realization. Purport. By an analytical study of the entire constitution of the body, one can surely come to the conclusion that the soul is different from all the body's material constituents, such as earth, water, fire and air. Thus the difference between the body and the soul can be realized by a person who is thoughtful, munisi or muni. And after this realization of the individual spirit soul, one can very easily understand the supreme spirit soul. If one thus realizes that the individual soul is subordinate to the supreme spirit soul, he achieves self-realization. As explained in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are two souls within the body. The body is called Khetra, and there are two Khetrajnas or occupants of the body, namely the super soul, Paramatma, and the individual soul. The super soul and the individual soul are like two birds sitting on the same tree, the material body. One bird, the individual forgetful bird, and eating the fruit of the tree, not caring for the instructions of the other bird, which is only as a witness to the activities of the first bird, who is his friend. When the forgetful bird comes to understand the supreme friend who is always with him and trying to give him guidance in different bodies, he takes shelter at the lotus feet of that supreme bird, as explained in the yoga process. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasaha pasyanti yam yoginah. When one actually becomes a perfect yogi, by meditation, he can see the supreme friend and surrender unto him. This is the beginning of bhakti yoga, or actual life in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurubhe Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitanscha नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। आत्मानुभूतौतां मायां जुहुयात् सत्यदिन् मुनिः ततो निरीहो विरमेत् स्वानुभूति आत्मनि स्थितः। ए लर्निंग थॉटफुल पर्सन मस्ट रियलाइज दैट मेटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस इज इल्यूजन। दिस इज पॉसिबल ओनली बाय सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन। ए सेल्फ रियलाइज पर्सन हु हैज एक्चुअली सीन द ट्रूथ should retire from all material activities being situated in self-realization. So in this chapter, the behavior of a perfect person is described, specifically the regulative principles for a sannyasi. In previous chapters, Narada Muni discussed about the regulative principle for brahmachari, for grahasthas, for vanaprasthas, and in this chapter specifically about sannyasis. But sannyasis are also in different stages. They are kutichaka, bahudaka, hamsa and paramahamsa. So this chapter is described about paramahamsas. Those are perfect person. Just like Prahlad Maharaj met such a perfect person, he is also described as an avadhut. In a Mangalacharan we are chanting every day one word, avadhut. Yes? For whom it is mentioned? Sa advaitam sa avadhutam. We are praying every day, avi senses. Who is that avadhut? The Nityananda Prabhu. He is also avadhut. So, because he never follow the regulative principles very strictly, but he is avadhut. Just like before this, avadhut also told to Prahlad Maharaj, sometimes he dressed very nicely and sometimes he was fully naked, walk on the road. Sometimes he ate very sumptuously, very nice food. Sometimes he fast or he just drink some water or whatever food is available he could take. We see the behavior of Nityananda Prabhu also like that. He is avadhut. One day in Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting with his wife, who is eternal consort, Lakshmi Priya. Gauranga was sitting with Lakshmi Priya Devi. And suddenly Nityananda appeared there, fully naked, in front of them. And he was fully naked, he was chanting and dancing. Amare kiniya laha bhaja gaura hari. Please chant Gauranga and purchase me. I will get purchased if you chant Gauranga. Amare माई मास्टर इज नदिया बिहारी गौर हरि इन कंप्लीटली इन डिफरेंट स्टेज ऑफ अद्भुत ही वाज चैंटिंग एंड डांसिंग एंड फुली नेकेड महापुरुषली व्हाट यू डूइंग आई एम गृहस्थ महाप्रभु इमीडिएटली कम डाउन एंड जस्ट टू के जी उतरी एंड जस्ट पुट दैट क्लोथ अराउंड हिज वेस्ट ही टोल्ड व्हाट इज दिस वन डे ऑल डिवोटीज आर सिटिंग विथ चैतन्य महाप्रभु Nityananda also sometimes come naked, chanting and dancing. Hamare kiniya loho bhaja gaura hari. Amare prabhu gaura chandra nadiya bihari. Started dancing. Mahaprabhu told immediately, come down, he put a cloth. He told, give a kaupin. He make it kaupin and put Nityananda to wear a kaupin. Then he put his own cloth around him. He made Nityananda sit down on this throne. Then he told, please Nityananda, give one kaupin from your cloth. He took one portion of his kaupin and he make it small piece. Mahaprabhu himself, he distributed to the devotees. He told, take this kaupin and wear in your head. Without the mercy of this Nityananda, you cannot become a devotee. Because here is mentioning that Atmanu Bhutavutam Maya, that is a learned, thoughtful person must realize that material existence is illusion. How can one realize this? Kabe hame nitai chander karuna haibe sansara vasana maro mane tuchha habe. Narottam Das Thakur is praying. When that day will come, when Nityananda Prabhu will be merciful to me, such a avadhut, he will be merciful to me, then my attachment for the material world, my attachment for my bodily attachment and sense gratification will disappear. Without the mercy of such a Paramahansa Vaishnava, it is not possible to enter even to devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, साधु संग बिना कोनो कर्मे भक्ति न है कृष्ण भक्ति दूरे रहू संसार न है क्षय विदाउट मर्सी ऑफ ए सेंटली पर्सन यू कैन नॉट एंटर इनटू डिवोशनल सर्विस व्हाट इज अबाउट डिवोशनल सर्विस इवन योर अटैचमेंट फॉर दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड फॉर दिस बॉडीली अटैचमेंट सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन कैन नॉट बी डिस्ट्रॉयड without the mercy of a avadhut Vaishnava. Just like Prahlad Maharaj met an avadhut. And in our sampradaya, in Gaudiya sampradaya, the avadhut is Nityananda Prabhu. Without mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, there is no question of destroying our attachment for this material world. Nitai karuna have braje radha krishna pabe. Dhara nitai charana dukhani. That's why Srila Prabhupada brought that avadhut to our ISKCON. Who? Nityananda. He is very merciful. At the same time, he not follow all the rules and regulations strictly, but with his merciful glance, we can destroy our material attachments. We can come to this stage of self-realization with his mercy. This verse is telling that A thoughtful person must realize that material existence is illusion. Mayavadis used to say, Jagat Mithya Brahman Satya. Brahman Satya, Jagat Mithya, this material existence is completely false. We are accepting this sentence by Mayavadis? No. We are telling, this is not totally false, but it is temporary. The material world is temporary. Or it is an feelings just like we are seeing it in a dream. Dream experience in a dream. Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय, राधा श्याम सुंदर ललित विशाखा की जय। सो बिकॉज दी मायावादीज दे गेव दी एग्जाम्पल ऑफ जस्ट लाइक हाउ दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड जस्ट लाइक इन द वे वी आर वॉकिंग इन अ डार्क नाइट वी सॉ ए रोप ऑन द रोड देन वी टेक इट एज ए स्नैक। Similarly, this material world is false. This is like a rope, but we are thinking this is true. But Vaishnavas, they told them, okay, if you thought they were seeing a rope, you have come to the sense of thinking it is a snake, then that definitely there is a real snake somewhere. Because how can we get the knowledge of snake? Seeing the rope yourself. So that's why there is Krishna's dham, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastime, they are also true. But because we are in this material world, this is which is running by Lord's illusory energy. So this is not what is emanating from Krishna is not totally false. Emanating from the supreme truth. How it can be false, everything. But it's temporary in this material world. Krishna is telling bhutva bhutva praliyate. This is again and again this material world get destroyed and again it is created by guna avatar like Brahma. But it is not totally false, it's temporary. So that's why a selfless soul, he could understand this truth. This material world is false. This body is also false. This body is consist of five material elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether, like this. But the soul within this material body is part and parcel of the super soul. Mama ibangsa jivo loke jivo bhuta sanatana. Krishna is telling, the soul is a part and parcel of Krishna. So this is not made of the five material elements. It is different from the body. This body, there is a common. Any person, a thoughtful person like a Muni, he could understand this truth by analytical study, by Sankhya, that this body is consist of five gross elements, three subtle elements, five the working senses, five knowledge acquiring senses. And five, like there are 24 elements, but still there is soul is inside. If soul is not there, this body is considered as dead. By practical experience, one could understand: I am not this body. I am soul. I am spirit soul. So that is spoken here. A learned, thoughtful person must realize that material existence is illusion. This is possible only by self-realization. What is meaning of self-realization? Self-realization means we have to understand I am not this material body, I am the soul. And in this material body there are two khetra against is residing. One is a soul and another is super soul. This living entity, he is the owner of the only one particular body. He has some limited knowledge about that body only. But super soul, he resides within all the living entities. In 84 lakh species, the different living entities, they are roaming. Within the body of all living entities, andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham, everywhere there is super soul. It's residing. So, Self-realization means you know yourself. I am not this material body, I am soul. And you know the also material nature. And you know also super soul. And the interaction, the interrelations between the three. And specifically you must know that what is the relationship between soul and super soul. Mayavadis, they do not know this. They only think soul and super soul, they are same. One person. One. But Vaishnavas, who reject Mayavada like Madhvacharya, he saw always two fingers, not one, two. One is super soul, another is super soul. But when this soul surrender to the super soul, then that is called selfless. When he surrender, a selfless person who has actually seen the truth, so retire from the material activities, being situated in self-relation. So when one understands this truth, then he automatically surrendered to Krishna and he dedicated his life in service of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to Ramananda Rai, Sarvatyaji Jibera Kaha Vas. If someone wants to accept a renounced order of life, then what shall he will do? If you want to reject all the material world, then you want to fully surrender to Krishna. So what is the way? Then Ramananda Rai told, Sri Vrindavana Dham, Tahan Nitya Lilaras. After giving up all his attachments to the material body, to material belongings, and to all these attachments for sense gratification, for his fame as everything, then he should come to Vrindavan. What will do in Vrindavan? After rejecting everything, come to Vrindavan. Sarvatyaji, after giving up everything, what shall do? One must come to Vrindavan. So what will do it to Vrindavan?
Associate with devotees.
Association of devotee. Then?
Hear Bhagavatam.
Hear Bhagavatam. Hear what? Bhagavatam. Come to Vrindavan then. What Goswami you are doing?
Chanting.
Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipunau Sadharma Sangsthapakau Lokanam Hitakarinyau Tribhuvane Manyau Saranyakarau Radha Krishna Padarabinda Bhajana Nandena Mattalikau Bande Rupa Sanatanau Raghu Yugau Sri Jiva Gopalakau. Echai Gosai Jabe Braje Kaila Vas Radha Krishna Nityala Karila Prakash. But same time Goswami is also Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nati Bhi Kala Vasani Kitav. They are also chanting holy name Sankhya Purvaka. Minimum how many? Goswami is chanting minimum 1 lakh. That minimum. Raghunath Das Goswami chants more day and night. But we are follower of Rupa Goswami. We are Rupanuga Vaishnavas. So, the Goswami has instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Come to Vrindavan. You also excavate the what? The holy places. You have to build temples. You also discuss the shastras and compile the literatures for the foundation of this Krishna consciousness movement. That is the Goswami's literature. This is the foundation of this Krishna consciousness movement. And then all these Goswamis, they follow the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions. Srila Prabhupada also, after renounced his material relations with his family and all everything, then he also came to where?
Vrindavan.
Following the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvatyaji Jivere Kaha Vas, Sri Vrindavana Dham Jaha Nitya Lila Ras. You have to come to Vrindavan. But Prabhupada also followed the footsteps of the Goswamis. He was staying in Vrindavan and he was also reading shastras. Every day Prabhupada in the morning 4 o'clock to 12 o'clock he was chanting 8 hours. 64 rounds and also traveling different temples, all the Sapta Devalayas in Vrindavan is famous. Six Uswami's temples. So he was traveling every day morning with chanting. Then he will come back like 12 o'clock, then sit down, then he start his cooking with stove and he has the tiffin. You see, rice, dal, sabji, one time in 25 minutes or 20 minutes he can boil everything. 5 minutes just he makes. 45 minutes his cooking is finished, 15 minutes eating, 1 hour he's finished everything. His cooking and taking prasadam. Then it will maybe half an hour, just take little rest, then you will wake up, then you will start what? Reading sastras, nana sastra, vicharana ikanipuno. He will start reading the Goswami commentaries, all these sastras, the books of his spiritual master. Then he again start writing. That is Prabhupada's instruction by his spiritual master. Prabhupada was writing in English language books. One time when Prabhupada came from Western world, first time he came, then his disciples, they went to Radha Damodar. The Goswamis, they told that, do you know your spiritual master to whom you are calling Prabhupada? He has seen Rupa Goswami face to face. And all the Goswamis of Vrindavan blessed him. He was empowered by the Goswami, specifically by Rupa Goswami, to go to West and preach this Krishna consciousness. So one time Harishwari Prabhu was asking this question to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, these Goswamis are telling that if you have personal darshan of Rupa Goswami and you are empowered by all the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and Rupa Goswami instructed you to go to Western world and preach Krishna consciousness, then you will be successful by their blessings. It is true. Prabhupada not tell anything, like one time, two time, third time, the Prabhupada not telling anything. Then fourth time he asked this question, then Prabhupada just look at him, he told, what is new? Everyone knows about this. What is new? Everyone is talking about this, so why you have doubt? So that's why this Prabhupada was empowered by all the Goswamis, by spiritual master, by Krishna. Kali kale yuga dharma nama sankirtan Krishna sakti bina nahe tara pravartan. In this age of Kali, the yuga dharma is nama sankirtan. A real abadhut, he also preaches in this age of Kali. Who is a real abadhut? Nityananda Prabhu. What are you doing? He was also preacher. He was the first preacher of this movement. He is the father of Sankirtan movement, both Gaur Nitai. Ajanu lambita bhujau kanaka badatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayatakhyau viswambharau dijabharau yugadharma palau vande jagatriya karau karuna avatarau. This is most munificent incarnation, Gaur Nitai. And they are also preaching, they are preachers. First, Lord Chaitanya gave this instruction to Nityananda Prabhu, who is known as Abadhut. In our Mangalacharan, we addressed as Abadhut to Nityananda. But the first instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to such Abadhut, Nityananda, and another Abadhut is Haridas Thakur. First instruction. What is the instruction? Suna Suna. Nityananda Suna Haridas Sarvatra Amaro Agya Karaha Prakash Prati Ghare Ghare Giya Karai Bhikya Bolo Krishna Bhaja Krishna Karo Krishna Sikya. Mahaprabhu told, oh Nityananda Haridas, please listen me. This is my order. You must go door to door, everyone's house, and make them chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By taking this instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then every day, Nityananda, the Abadhut Nityananda and Haridas, they will start traveling to door to door. Some people they chant, and some people told they are thieves. They are coming in daytime to looking around everything, then maybe night they come to steal everything. And some people praise them, oh, very nice, gently person. But they don't care. They are simply follow the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you know all how the Jagaya Madhais were delivered by Nityananda Prabhu. I am not going detail. So, this is the activities of Avadhut like Nityananda. This is a huge Avadhut. Following the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, he opened, what is? Namahatta. Where? In the Surabhi. In Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Patiyache Namahata Jivera Karan Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Patiyache Namahata Jivera Karan Saddhavan Jana He Saddhavan jana he Saddhavan jana Patiya che naam hat jiber karan So this is the activity of Avadhut, Nityananda. And without the mercy of such an Avadhut, Nityananda, it is not possible to give up our attachments for the material world. That's why we are, Narottam Das Thakur says, Kabe hame nitai chander karuna haibe, sansara vasana moro mane tuchya habe. And a spiritual master like Srila Prabhupada, he is representative of Nityananda. Without the mercy of such a saintly person, a abadhut, a paramahansa, it is not possible to give up our attachment for the material world. For sense gratification. That's why we need also association of such an Avadhut. Prahlad Maharaj get association of an Avadhut, but he himself is a Mahajan, Prahlad Maharaj. And he, even after associating such a Avadhut, but what is the philosophy of Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj used to say, there are so many saintly persons, they were thinking I have to go to Himalaya, sit in caves, meditate on the Supreme Brahman, then make my life successful by making myself free from the cycle of birth and death. But Prahlad Maharaj told that is not my advice. What Prahlad Maharaj wanted? He told, O Nrisimhadev, I cannot go alone, cannot enter into the Vaikuntha. I am thinking about all this, what? The fools and rascals, about these moodhas, those who are simply engaged in sense gratification, life after life, they are just traveling in the same cycle of birth and death. So I want to take them all also to your abode. So Prahlad Maharaj, he has an association of Avadhut, but he thinks that preaching is the essence. That is Prahlad. This is also mood of our Srila Prabhupada. So he is also Avadhut. Prabhupada also Paramahansa Avadhut. And he traveled carrying the advice of his spiritual master, just went to America in a cargo ship. Cargo ship. Anyone like to travel in cargo ship? Not possible. But Prabhupada goes very slow. 35 days to reach America, cargo ship. Twice heart attack. Then we just come and reached in Boston Harbor, then he started compiling this song. That Bodo Kripa Kaila Prabhu, Eva Dhamera Prati, Kilagi Anila Yatha Karayabe Gati. You are so merciful, oh my Lord. You brought me to this land of America. Now you may use me as you like. I think you have some purpose. Otherwise, how you brought me here? Prabhupada wrote the song. Please use me as you like. काष्ठर पितुली जन नाचाओ हमारे, यू मे मेक मी डेंस ओ लॉर्ड, प्लीज मेक मी डेंस, मेक मी डेंस इन योर हैंड, आई एम रेडी टू डेंस इन योर हैंड. दैट इज द मूड ऑफ ए अवधूत. चलो प्रभुपाद कम टू अमेरिका देन ही स्टार्टेड दिस प्रीचिंग मूवमेंट इस्कन सोसाइटी. सो सी दिस इज द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ अवधूत. अवधूत नॉट जस्ट हिज परमहंस. जनरली ऑल द अवधूत दे डोंट लाइक टू लाइक दिस प्रीचिंग, दे लाइक टू जस्ट, दैट इज नॉट देयर. बट इफ सच एन अवधूत कम टू द ए परमहंस कम टू द फील्ड ऑफ प्रीचिंग, देन ही कुड स्प्रेड द कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड एलोन. ब्रह्मांड तारिते शक्ति धरे जने जने, इन वन पर्सन कैन डिलीवर द एंटायर वर्ल्ड लाइक प्रभुपाद एलोन. ही प्रीच जस्ट विद इन 10 years प्रीच ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड. ही कुड स्टे इन राधा दामोदर एंड जस्ट चांट एंड बी हैप्पी देयर. But this is by following the orders of spiritual and the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his spiritual master. Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Amar agyaye guru haya taro ehi desh. Prithibite ache jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachara hoibe moro naam. That is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Prabhupada used to say, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has predicted, it is definitely this holy name will spread all over the world, all village and town. But you simply become an instrument, just surrender. You can also be an instrument in this movement. If you will not join, nothing will happen. Mahaprabhu's word will come true. But you just enter, nimitta matra bhava sabhya sachin. Just become an instrument in the hand of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the real follower of Avadhut. Avadhut and Prahlad Maharaj met, and Avadhut like Nityananda, Avadhut is Haridas Thakur, Srila Prabhupada is also Paramahansa. The sannyasi in Paramahansa stage is known as Avadhut. The four stages, the Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Hamsa, then Paramahansa. This is the topmost stage of the sannyasi, because this chapter is describing about the regulative principles of a sannyasi, for a sannyasi. Sannyasi should not attach to anything in this material world. He rejected everything. He surrendered to Krishna. He is holding Tridanda even in the beginning stage. Tridanda means kaya, mono, bakya. I am surrendering to Krishna both in my words, my body and mind. And then he carries a jiva danda. Jiva means I am not super soul, I am soul. It's to remind always, I am a living entity. And my life is fully surrendered in service of the super soul, Krishna. So, this is the, and when he fully realized these things, then he has no need to hold a danda. He can travel like, without any tridanda or like this. So, this is a Paramahansa Avadhuta stage. So this we have to follow the Supreme Avadhuta. Who is Supreme Avadhuta? Lord Nityananda. He follows the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he started this teaching movement. And Chaitanya Prabhupada is the chief general of this teaching movement. They are the king, their father, Kavu Gornitai. But see, they appointed Srila Prabhupada as the chief general. We have to just like one soldier, we have to try our best to help Srila Prabhupada. This is the mood. And this is the real life in Krishna consciousness. Preaching is the essence. But for preaching you must get purity. Yesterday I was reading one letter Prabhupada wrote. Actually this Krishna consciousness movement, it's a preaching moment. And who can preach? This is not for the work for a professionals. A professional man cannot preach unless he has purity. Purity is the force. If a person is purity, he follows himself and then he preach, then it will work. So Prabhupada was Acharya, like Haridas Thakur was an Acharya. Acharya karane ke hu na kare prachar, prachara karane ke hu na kare achar. Acharya prachara namera karaha dui karya. Tumi jagatare pujya tumi Acharya. The Acharya must follow himself and also instruct the same thing to others. Then it work. In this way, our movement can progress, we can serve Srila Prabhupada, Lord Nityananda and Gauranga by following their instructions. Hare Krishna. There are 2 minutes for 2-3 minutes. Any question or comment? Yes. Microphone. Okay, loud, loud.
Thank you very much for making us clear that we have to preach from the Bible. And this scripture is like a song, like a traditional worship, it's like a cut song. Like when we were explaining about the sannyasi, in the middle of your talk, we told that we should come to Vrindavan and follow, but that the confusion is clear and it's like this. So,
he may not stay in Vrindavan, a sannyas may not be in his body, but his mind's within. The two types of you can live in Vrindavan, with this material body and also with in mind. Wherever you travel, Prabhupada is staying always in Vrindavan. He's not staying in New York. He may be in New York, but his heart is in Vrindavan. Even in the Jaladut, Prabhupada wrote the poem. I am thinking about my Radha Damodar, my Mother Mohan Govinda Gopinath. My heart is always in Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan Vas, Mathura Vas. Mathura Vas means always remembering Mathura, Krishna's Janma Karma Chame Dibhyam. Is someone is staying in Australia or some Brazil or somewhere, if he is thinking about Vrindavan, he is reading every day Krishna book, thinking these past times he is in Vrindavan. Someone is staying in Vrindavan, his body in Vrindavan, but he is thinking about business. How to earn money? Money is sweeter than honey, but like this. So his mind is going in a material world. Then he is not living in a Vrindavan. Vrindavan means a mind. Keep your mind always in Vrindavan. Think about Vrindavan always. Okay? Yes. What is the question? Give him, because you are your pronunciation is not, I could not understand.
How can we balance our spiritual life and our social life?
The spiritual life by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Get up in Mangala Arati, come in Mangala Arati, chant 16 round. Hear Bhagavatam, they all do some service for Krishna. This is given by Prabhupada. 8-hour service. 16 round means 8-hour service. It's because 8 hours I have to engage. 64 round means 8 hours. If you not chant 64 round, you chant 16 round, then you have to engage yourself in Krishna conscious service. Keep in mind in Krishna. Everything is perfectly given by Srila Prabhupada. Nothing to roaming here there, just follow his instructions. Then we can make our life perfect. Okay. Any other question? Yes, please ask. Your purity you can preach anywhere and everywhere. A preacher can realize how Krishna protect you. Preacher must have always that avashya rakhibe Krishna vishwasa palan. Krishna will protect me in any situation. If you have strong faith on that, you have strongly determined, I am preaching for Krishna, Krishna is my protector. Then you can preach fearlessly. No, Krishna gave intelligence how to deal with the situations. Sarvasya chaham hudisanni vishto mataha smutir jnanam apahanam cha. He gives everything. Don't see Krishna is just only in your heart. Krishna is also in the heart of a dog. You see as a super soul, everywhere Krishna is there. Then you can realize how Krishna protects you. Just like one sannyasi was telling how in the beginning days in Russia, there are many Muslims when they are preaching, they have to go from one village to another village, one city to another city. Then in between, there is some Muslims are staying in Muslim village. So at night they are going, there are two, three sannyasis and one brahmachari. With them they are going in a car. The next city they have program. But in this Muslim village there is marriage. And they are all, they have all drunkard. They drank so much wine and then completely out of control. They have all these revolver, pistol, all these things. They stop the car. Like whoever in that car come out. They come out of car. Then he told, okay, come here to dining table. They went to dining table, then there was all the cow meat, the cooked cow meats, and there is liquor. Then told, we have marriage, but you have to accept this, eat. So what to do? They're looking each other, what to do? In gone point. But what? They are thinking about Krishna. That's it, the meditating on Nrisimha Dev. Suddenly they get intelligence. One sannyasi told, Ramjan, we are from India. In India now Ramjan is going on. Ramjan. You are chanting, here is Allah, Allahu Akbar. We are also, this same Allahu Akbar in our language is different. We chanting differently. They told same Allahu Akbar is we chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. To convince the Muslims, they also told Allahu Akbar, Allahu many times. Then told Hare Krishna mantra. Then they told, bring our musical instruments. Then in the car, they brought. They start playing music and they all started dancing. So this is preaching. Krishna will give you intelligence. If you depend upon Krishna, Krishna will deal everything. So a preacher, he must surrender. Saranga saranagati hoibe jahar tahara prathana sune Sinanda Kumar. He must faith. If you surrender devotee, Krishna will fulfill all your desires. He will guide you. He will protect you in any every situation. Unless you have that firm conviction, you cannot preach. Krishna will help you. Okay? Prabhupada had that firm conviction. Prabhupada never think I am alone. He always think with me. Krishna and my spiritual master is always with me. He Prabhupada never feel. That's why he could chastise anyone and everyone. You are rascal, you don't know anything. To big scientists, big people. If someone is fully surrendered, he will always protected by Krishna. Because we are not surrendered. Fully not, though Krishna is reciprocated accordingly. Ja jathamang prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. Okay, so time is over. I stop here. Grantharaya Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gaur Nitaya ki jai. Krishna Balaram ki jai. राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय। हरे कृष्ण।